You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What are we going to do now, Jalen?
To give the people.
What are we going to give them?
Give the people. Give the people what they want.
They want us to spit hot fire.
This is a very special edition of Jalen Jacoby.
What up, Del?
Boogie!
Yep, medicinal.
Had to get that.
Look how you got me, Tom Brady.
Not gonna be able to do it.
We'll pop the trunk next week. We'll be back.
John Wayne couldn't even stand the rain, nothing.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
we
do?
Give the people.
Yes.
What?
Yes. They want. Joining us in just mere minutes, the Podfather, our guy who greenlit Jalen and Jacoby 10 years ago, Bill Simmons, will be joining us later. We will get his thoughts on the Lakers collapse, but you'll get our thoughts first. Mr. Rose, the Grizzlies did not have Ja Morant.
Check.
But they did have Desmond Bane.
Checkmate.
I love what Jaren Jackson Jr. and Desmond Bane did yesterday in this Lakers game. We're going to get to the Lakers because they got all the stars. But before we did that, I wanted to celebrate the efforts of these two young men, especially Bane.
Bane can thump that thing. He can shoot it. And Jaren Jackson Jr. now getting healthy, like coming back from injury late last year, getting a big deal this offseason that he deserved. And you know off wax, I've used him as an example of what I like as a prototypical to NBA big man for today. Of course you want Embiid. Of course you want Jokic. Of course you want those guys. But Jaren Jackson is a guy that you hope Porzingis will grow into. Like that, I think he's going to be a guy that can now still make threes, still block shots.
Around, like,
right? That's what I'm saying, right?
I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt you, but there's if you look over your shoulder, there's a huge elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. It's the Lakers. Mm-hmm. At 13-13, Mr. Rose.
Mm-hmm.
13-13 with LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and Anthony Davis.
I needed some cayenne before I talked about them. Here's the problem with the Lakers. Number one, they can't consistently make jump shots.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, Russ and AD.
Mm-hmm.
When you're playing Dwight Howard, that's also going to distort the spacing for driving lanes to Russ. You see, look at the color area on the floor. When Russell Westbrook drives, there are multiple people in there because you're playing Dwight Howard, for example, at center. Look right there. And then Anthony Davis has struggled making perimeter shots all season. And so they've also turned the ball over too much. They had two times more turnovers in this game than Memphis did. And that's just unacceptable. You're not going to win like that on the road. And so it's not just the Lakers we should ask Bill about. It's Boston, too, even though Jaylen Brown is hurt.
We're going to get there.
This Laker team, this ain't breaking news, but they ain't winning the West and winning the championship.
Well, something needs to change.
I said that before. And so, something does need to change.
LeBron's missed a lot of games. Mm-hmm. But if you look at just, the sheer basic numbers, rebounds, assists, and points for the big three, Westbrook, LeBron, and AD, everyone's doing what they're supposed to do. 20-10, 20-8, 20, it looks fine. But then when you watch the actual game, when they're all on the floor, it doesn't fit.
LeBron made one shot outside of the paint. Again, Russ has struggled to shoot the ball. And AD, that's the one.
Numbers have gone way down.
There was a stat that AD had the worst jump shot shooting percentage amongst players qualified in the whole NBA.
Yeah, from a certain distance, there's a 12 to 16.
Yeah, that's a real thing. And so this Laker team, and here's what also happens. You've already, I said this about Dak Prescott's deal. You're the Dallas Cowboys, you already had the discount, right? Pay the man. The longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. The Lakers, with this iteration of the squad, have already won their championship. They mortgaged it already. And it was worth it. You give up Ingram. You give up Ball. It was worth it. Give up Randle. You give up Kuzma. In order to invest in LeBron and AD to win the championship, they did it. But this collection ain't getting another one.
Yeah, well, to bring in Westbrook, they gave up a bunch to bring in AD, but they also gave up a bunch to bring in Westbrook with Trez and Kuz and KCP, who are all playing pretty well in Washington, to be honest with you. Well, we have to move on, Mr. Rose. Last night, Steelers are down 0-29. Doesn't even seem like a game. But here I am watching this thing anyway, and Big Ben brings it all the way back. And that pass right there to Fairmuth, great play by 22 to punch the ball out. It looks like he dropped it, but if you watch again, watch 22 come over the top of the punch and get the ball out. That incompletion led to a Vikings victory. No comeback for Big Ben. But what did you think about this one becoming such a great game?
The fighting Mike Tomlins. And by the way, shout to the Vikings, because if you lose to the lowly Lions and less than a week later you have another game, in this case, the Pittsburgh Steelers should be ready to wax you.
Mm-hmm.
Except they got Dalvin Cook. And in the first half, he was running all over them. And like, he's shown that when he's healthy, he's clearly an elite back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Derrick Henry, who's out with injury, obviously was MVP in a 2,000-yard season. But in a different running style in a lot of ways, Dalvin Cook has that potential. And so the way their line was blocking and the way he was running, it was great to see him running like I know he's capable of running when he has big games.
The Vikings have famously lost a bunch of close games. They've been in a bunch of one-score games, and they need to get up 29-0. Like, they need that performance from Dalvin Cook in the first half to give them the cushion to stay away from the collapse.
And it's only right that the Vikings would be the team to basically blow a 29-0 lead, because they're the team that lost to the Lions. They're the team that's lost so many close games this entire season. And so it's only right they were involved in a game like this.
Better Thursday night football game than I expected, especially in the second half. But now it's time to look at some of this weekend's big matchup. Staying in the AFC, we have the Ravens and the Browns, division rivals. Two teams that haven't been playing well lately. The Browns need this one more than the Ravens. What do you expect to see in Cleveland?
So for Cleveland, is Baker going to be the guy going forward? For the Ravens, Lamar got to keep them turnovers down.
Mm-hmm.
And they sacked him a lot last week, I think 7 times. And so they got to be better. But, I mean, his run game has been devastated by injury.
Yep.
Their defense as well. They lost my guy Marlon Humphrey. Like, their record right now being 8-4 is remarkable. But it's not the kind of record that makes me feel like they can win the AFC.
See, I believe in the Ravens. If everyone's healthy. That's the thing. They lost so many running backs, and they went for two. And people are saying, oh, maybe they should have kicked it and gone for overtime. One of the reasons they went for two is because they were so decimated on defense, they felt like they needed to be at full strength to potentially stop the Steelers from getting down and scoring.
They went for two because they got Lamar. And when you got Kyler, Lamar, and Mahomes, you can play four down football. He just got to make that throw.
Yeah.
He just got to make that throw. And again, like at 8-4, you would look at a team and feel like, you know what? They have a real strong chance to contend. I just think based on what you said and the injuries and stuff like that, it's going to be too much to overcome.
We always talk about Big Ben maybe leaving the Steelers, or Russell Wilson maybe leaving the Seahawks, or, you know, Aaron Rodgers maybe leaving the Packers. Is Baker Mayfield maybe leaving the Cleveland Browns?
Just never try to take Jared Montana off of my Lions.
Okay, don't point at me like that. It's very threatening. What do you think about Baker Mayfield's future with this franchise and how the rest of this season will affect that?
Well, his future sounds like $100 million to play that position.
Someone's got that for him.
Right? I don't think this is the situation for it. I think him being there has shown that he can be a starting quarterback, but not a franchise quarterback. And so usually teams get their franchise quarterback by drafting them, not necessarily by acquiring them. But the game has changed a lot based on the movement you just described. And so I think if you're Cleveland, you can't do this investment, but he goes somewhere else and still has a chance to be a starting quarterback.
I'm concerned about the Bills Mafia, Mr. Rose. There's some turmoil.
That ain't how the Mafia works.
I'm concerned about the Bills Mafia.
Ain't no turmoil in the Mafia.
Oh, no, you can be concerned. Oh, when you lose to the Patriots and they pass the ball 3 times, that's cause for concern. When you have to get on a plane and fly down to Tampa to play Tom Brady and the Bucks, that's cause for concern.
I'm very concerned about this game in Tampa.
As long as I see West Side Gun, Conway, and Benny, I'm not concerned.
Okay.
And I just saw the Griselda guys. In all honesty, Brady understands that he got a real chance to win MVP this year. Mm-hmm. Bronk catching touchdowns every other
Brady's
attempt.
Favorite.
Fournette is running and catching. Godwin, our guy, friend of the show, had 15 catches. He made you dress up like a clown. And so now he's going against your team and you're in the mafia. Do you think he makes you dress up again? How about we bet on this? How about we bet on this? Clown suit again. I take the Bucks, you take the Bills. That's not how the mafia works, Jacoby.
When you say clown suit again, do you dress up as a clown?
Sure.
First of all, there's a spread on this game, and the Buccaneers are heavily favored, so it's not exactly like a 50-50 proposition, Mr. Rose. So we're going to have to discuss that during the break. But who is joining us right after this, Mr. Rose?
Bill Simmons, the Podfather, Ringers On, Grantland founder. The OG that greenlit this program and loved Kangaroo Jalen.
Look at that belly.
The same way he loves me now. Next on Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Hanes. Hanes, get comfy in the total support pouch with separation and support.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's V Week on ESPN as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here, Pier 17 at the Seaport in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby as we continue the 10-year celebration. It's not a day, it's not a week, it's a year celebration of 10 years. This is someone that we had to have on the program. For Jalen and Jacoby, greenlit the show. The Podfather,
William J. Simmons,
in all of his Mac Jones glory. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
I have a new hero.
So, Bill, we always give you credit. We always pay homage to you for greenlighting Jalen and Jacoby. But over the years, the Jalen and Jacoby origin story has morphed. What is your recollection of that fateful ESPYs after party?
So one of the great things about Jalen is as the years pass, he takes different pieces of stories and then merges them together, which makes him a lot like my 74-year-old mom. Where she'd be like, remember in 10th grade when this happened? But then, and then just things merge together. So the real version doesn't matter. What matters is Jalen's
great point.
Much more fun version of it was 3 in the morning. We were at an ESPYs after party, and I came up, and I saw the Podfather from across the room, and I went up to him. That's so not what happened, but I think that story is much better. The real story is...
It's a great point.
He came into my office. He came into my office at Grantland. He was there. I don't even remember why. And he just, like, calmly said, I think I want one of those podcasts. And I'm like, okay, cool.
I like Jalen's version better. Jalen's version is much better.
Yeah, it was like the middle of the day. There were no drinks. There was no music.
Had a cup of tea.
Yeah. So his version is better. Let's go with that.
Let's go with that.
Bill, you are a longtime Celtic fan, supporter, season ticket holder, gone to many games with your family members. They're struggling this year. Jaylen Brown's been in and out of the lineup. They're not getting closer to winning the Eastern Conference. What do you think the Celtics have to do to become a contender again?
Why is Jalen getting all serious sports talk on me already? What's happening?
What do you think they need to do?
I couldn't wait to ask you this.
They didn't want to hurt your feelings.
What? You this got a chance like, to heckle the Lakers in the early 80s.
Yeah, we'll be getting there.
this is a 30-second conversation. They're a 500 team. Yeah. I mean, the league got better. There's a ton of talent. You could argue that you could have 32 teams at this point. Remember in the mid-2000s when, you know, we basically had like 25, 26 good guys. Every team was short. Jalen almost played in the 2007 playoffs, even though he was kind of cooked at that point. Now every team's deep. You even look at the Pistons. The Pistons have good NBA players. The Pistons are terrible, and they have Cade Cunningham and Olynyk and Jeremy Grant. And I just think the league's deeper. I like Olynyk.
So, okay, listen. Bashing the Celtics is not fun for you, but bashing the Lakers is fun for you. I know that. And they are also a 500 team. However, they have much higher expectations. If you look at, like, the raw stats of AD, LeBron, and Westbrook, like, nothing really jumps out at you as wrong. But when you watch the game, everything jumps out at you as wrong. What is wrong with this Lakers team?
The first year Jalen and I did Countdown, I don't know if people know this, but I was one of Jalen's 29 Countdown partners on the show over the last 10 years. And the first year, the Lakers were terrible and uninteresting, and they would make us talk about them every show. And it was just like, they're not good. This Lakers team is way more interesting. I don't think they're good. I don't really see the path for them to be a contender. But at the same time, as a longtime Laker hater, I love hate watching them. And they'll have these moments where they look like bully ball Lakers, right? It looks like a little like the bubble again, where they look like they have the size, they're going to dominate the rebound advantage, stuff like that. I think Davis, I don't know what happened to him this year. And I know a lot of people have talked about that, but he put on, 20 pounds of muscle over the last, 18 months. And now just looks like a center. I don't like the lift that he has. I don't like his a lot of 20-footers that are just clanging off the back of the rim. And then they're really relying on LeBron to be great for 8 months. This is year 19 for him. I don't know if I believe that LeBron can do this again for 8 months at the level that he needs to be. So I think they're a non-contender.
I agree with you. This iteration of the Lakers will not be winning the Western Conference or winning a championship this year. But somebody did last year when they left the Patriots. Tom Brady with the Bucks. And a lot of people from the New England area, Boston area, Massachusetts area, had to watch your legend go somewhere else and win a Super Bowl in his first year. But y'all are back now. Mac Jones.
Mac Jones
is leading the way with Bill Belichick.
Who?
What about the proposition of a Pats-Bucks Super Bowl? Do you feel like that's realistic this season?
You mean my preseason Super Bowl pick? Where there's a 7-minute video of me predicting it. Everybody thought I was a lunatic. Listen, there's a lot of people to thank. First and foremost, the Detroit Lions at number 7 for taking a right tackle over Mac Jones. Thank you to them.
We
thank
needed to protect Carolina Jared Panthers. Montana.
the Carolina Panthers at number 8, going cornerback and then trading for Sam Darnold. Thank you to them. Thank you to the Denver Broncos at number 9 for taking a cornerback. Thank you to everybody else in the league for not trading up to number 14 to jump the Pats for Mac Jones. He just falls to us at 15. And listen, I bet on the Pats when they were 2-4. They're 30-1 to win the AFC. They had just hung with Dallas. And I just think they're the most well-rounded team in the AFC. They can do everything. They can run. They can throw. They have a great front 7. They can protect pass. They can protect leads. They can play in cold weather. They can play in warm weather. I think they're the easy pick for the AFC right now, but they got to stay healthy. They've been really healthy the last, 12 weeks, and they need to keep it that way. Because you saw what happened to Baltimore. Baltimore's out now. They have too many injuries. Mm-hmm. So, health, Belichick. Belichick might win Coach of the Year, Executive of the Year. Yes. Has that happened?
I don't think that's ever happened.
Lions has ever done that. Yeah, no Lions ever happened.
Never.
So, yeah, we're feeling good. Everybody counted us out, and now everybody's mad that we're back. So this is where I want to be.
Jalen and Bill, we've talked about the Celtics and the Lakers and the Patriots. It's really now the time to talk about what we really want to talk about. It's time for News That Matters. Jalen Rose had a very controversial visit to your home. I spoke with you about it this week. Carrie, your lovely wife, is upset with Mr. Rose. Please explain what happened.
upset isn't, I don't know if that's the adjective I would use.
What? Okay.
Perturbed, I think would be better. He's perturbed. But let's say this. Here's the caveat. You guys aren't just friends. You're like family. Family takes things personally every once in a while. Family gets mad. Jalen came over for July 4th. We're in lovely Malibu. We were cooking. We were hanging out at the beach. We're having a great time. Hung out for five, 6 hours. We had some guests. My wife was cooking for 2 days because wanted to feed the guests properly. One of the things she made were twice baked potatoes.
Twice baked.
And she made like, I don't know, 12, 13 of them. Spent real time, baked them, put more stuff in them, baked them again, put them in the oven. It was 18 hours of care for these twice baked potatoes.
So Jalen loves baked potatoes.
So Jalen, which Jalen is not Irish. You're not Irish, right? Last time I checked.
No.
But Jalen is the master of the Irish goodbye. Where all of a sudden, Jalen Zuber is
and handcuff.
Right. Just gone. He's like, I got to go. I'm out. And all right, bye. And then he's hugging everybody. And if there's food, he usually takes food with him.
Because
that's
plates.
Another Jalen specialty. Yeah. He grabs, especially if there's paper plates, he's going to grab this. So Jalen's like, can I take a little food for the ride home? And my wife, being a good host, is like, sure.
Of course.
Jalen takes a plate. He grabs a giant thing of chicken. He grabs, I think we had like venison tips, ribs. He puts that in. And then takes four of the 12 baked potatoes.
Four. One-third of the potatoes. One-third of the potatoes.
And now he's stacking a second plate on top of it so none of the food falls out. And then says, you know what? I need more plates than just these two. And my wife would add these really fancy organic paper plates.
Now he's got four plates.
Four bamboo plates jammed together with all
How
this
How do you even carry that?
He's now wobbling out of the place. And now we have eight baked potatoes left for like 11 people.
Oh, Bill.
And I didn't know my wife was mad about it until one of these, we had like a 10-year-old kid, and the 10-year-old kid, sadly, was like, hey, are there any baked potatoes left? And my wife had to say no.
Jalen Rose stole four potatoes.
Like the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Bill, we have to go to break, but you can always get more with Bill Simmons, Jalen, and Jacoby on our podcast. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We want to thank Bill Simmons for coming through and celebrating 10 years of Jalen and Jacoby. We'll be back on Monday.
Please make sure you donate for V-Week. Sending prayers to Dick Vitale.